This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We heard today, the day after the corrections officers, most of them returned to the job, that Governor Hochul has signed an executive order banning the 2,000 fired for taking part in the strike and not returning to work from being allowed to serve in police position again. First off, your reaction to that executive order.
As a business owner myself in the private sector, it's absolutely outrageous. The governor has flagrantly violated nearly every labor law in New York State, and this is another example. As a private business owner, I cannot do this to an employee unless they were fired for cause and they were convicted of something. These 2,000 officers that she fired were not convicted of anything, and she's blackballing them from being able to serve not just in state government, not just in the executive branch, but even local governments. If they want to go get a job, you know, working, picking up garbage at a village, they are barred from doing that. It is absolutely outrageous. It is a flagrant violation of their rights. And I would love to know where all of our labor unions are on this. Do they think it's right for her to be able to blackball people from being able to work and raise their families and provide a living for their families? It is absolutely outrageous.
Now, the corrections officers who did go on strike, they were in violation of the Taylor Law. And according to the agreement, to my understanding, is that those who returned to the job would not be punished. Those who did not were fired. Would you consider that with cause?
Well, the fact that she's violated labor laws by providing a dangerous, unsafe environment within those prisons, the fact that she does not exercise her executive authority to suspend the HALT Act, which she has the full authority to do, and demand that the Democrats in the state legislature bring her something that is acceptable, that will restore order, safety in our prisons for all the staff and the inmates, it's absolutely outrageous and hypocritical. She uses an executive order to punish people. Meanwhile, she is talking about hiring a bunch of work-from-home federal bureaucrats with some kind of a grandstanding move that she's going to hire the folks that were fired for not actually contributing anything to the federal government. And she's going to do that. And maybe she should get somebody that was working, you know, in some DEI position at USIDA and see if she can get them to work in a prison. I don't think that'll work. It's outrageous. And again, this is a flagrant violation of basic human rights and I think labor laws at the state and federal level.
And as a state lawmaker, George, what do you hope to do to try and get the governor to reverse that executive order?
She needs to stand up and do the right thing for these folks. She needs to restore order and safety in our prisons. Everything that was offered in this agreement is nothing permanent. So we need to make this permanent. We will continue to reintroduce bills that repeal HALT. We will continue to introduce bills that mandates things like body scanners and inspecting packages going into our prisons happens 100% of the time. Common sense legislation that needs to come to the executive from the legislature. But right now, under one-party rule, with pro-criminal Democrats running the show here, we'll see how well that actually plays out. But there needs to be some common sense to restore safety and order in our prisons.
And how difficult will it be with Democrats in control of both chambers of the state legislature?
I would ask that every New Yorker ask their state legislator, particularly Democrats, where they stand on this. Where do they stand on restoring safety and security within our prisons? And ask their state legislators, members of the Assembly and the Senate, where they stand. Contact the governor's office. It's time for us to set aside these ridiculous, far-left radical ideas that have made New York State a much more dangerous place to live and start addressing the crime problem and the public safety problem that has been created under one-party rule.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.